What happens when you fall in love? Everything seems to be beautiful. Every day seems to be a new day. And you will be excited about each and every day. Love is beautiful, right? It is not only for opposite gender. It is for yourself too. Just imagine, if you are in love with someone, what and all you will do? You will do anything to make them smile. You will accept their flaws. You don't care about their mistake. You will always there for them. You will take care of them. You will enjoy the little things they do. Literally, you will do anything for them. And they are your world. So now, this kind of love, if you have it for yourself, you don't worry about your mistake. Your happiness will be on your priority. You will never underestimate yourself. Even in your bad days, you will start motivating yourself. And you will be your world's favorite person. Even thinking about this is very nice. Then why is it so hard to love ourselves? Why we are not even considering that angle? Many of us don't like who we are. We focus on our faults and weakness. We are reliving in our past. We couldn't able to overcome our mistakes and failures. We are wishing for something different. Better personality, look like someone else. Instead of accepting ourselves, we are focusing on something else. If you are not going to get along with you, then how can you expect from others? It's a matter of knowing your values. The best thing you can do for yourself is start being good to you. That is not selfish. That is not arrogance. That is loving yourself. You may think you are not good enough, but you are. Sometimes we are stuck with who we are and trying to be like someone else. You have to accept who you are. Sure, there are some areas we need to improve. Yes, we can do that. So stop putting so much pressure on yourself and heal your inner self. Let's be more gentle. Loving yourself may sound simple, but we all know how hard it is. It can be a long journey to accepting this, but it's worth it. As hard as it may be, you should never give up on loving yourself, because you deserve it. From our beloved Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna on the battlefield initially tries to awaken Arjuna's ego by implying as he lost the desire to fight the most important battle of his life. He wanted to run away from the battlefield, so Krishna tries to arouse his ego, only to ask him to surrender it later. And that's the lesson to be learned. We need to become strong by becoming aware of ourselves. With that awareness comes the confidence to surrender ego and thus step out in the love with ourselves, and so with the rest of the world. Sounds good, doesn't it? Love yourself so that you become capable of loving others. That brings us to the end of this episode. Many thanks to you, our cherished listener. As always, we have another exciting episode coming up next weekend. So, stay tuned. Until then, I'm your host Madhu and you're listening to Snooping Around. Thanks again. See you next time.